Well, good morning. It's the Reverend Steve Morris here from St. Cuthbert's, North Wembley and St. Lawrence Cowley. It's lovely to have you here this morning as we celebrate our parish communion. It's the we're getting close to Lent. Isn't that a scary thought? My goodness me, how quick is it all going? So, let's just enjoy this service, and it's great to have your company. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Lord be with you, and also with you. So I invite you now to bring to God anything you'd like to say sorry for, sorry about, knowing that God promises to forgive and forget. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. The Gloria. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth. Lord God, Heavenly King, Almighty God and Father, we worship you. We give you thanks. We praise you for your glory. Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, Lord God, Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. You are seated at the right hand of the Father. Receive our prayer. For you alone are the Holy One. You alone are the Lord. You alone are the Most High Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God the Father. Amen. So our reading for today is one, it's a really kind of famous one, one that a lot of people know. It's right at the beginning of the Gospel of John, beginning, in fact, from the very first words. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of men and women. The light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not understood it. There came a man who was sent from God. His name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning the light, so that through him all men might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to every man and woman was coming into the world. He was in the world, and through the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision, or a husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. It really is. It's just sheer, extraordinary poetry, isn't it? It's beautiful, and that's the way. And I mean, if you were to read it, for instance, in the King James Version, it's even more beautiful. It's extraordinary to read this amazing prose kind of poetry. It's extraordinary. And when we begin to dig into it a bit, I think it's deeply and totally encouraging. As I've said a few times before, I know, but I think that people's real issue isn't so much with whether there is God, but what God is like. And things like, you know, suffering really make people think, well, can there be a good God? Who is this God? And I think this passage is one of the ways that it helps us to begin to understand that. We are told that God came among us in the flesh. He dwelled among us, which is a lovely way of putting it, really. And we've seen his glory. He came from the Father, full of grace and truth. And I'd like to really think about those two things, grace and truth, because they really are at the very heart of what makes for the good life, for an ethical life, for a spiritual life, and for a life of hope, even in the midst of suffering. Jesus is full of grace. Grace is the great currency of God. It's the transaction that he performs again and again and again, unasked for, unexpected. God forgives us. God sees us in the light of Jesus. God offers us always a way out from that which besets us. God is also, we're told, the God of truth. And that's a really tricky one, isn't it, at the moment? We live in an age of fake news where the truth has become suspect, where everyone has their own truths, without wishing at all to be political. When President Macron, the kind of president of an EU state, can actually question whether the vaccine works, despite all the scientific evidence, despite the EU passing it. We're in trouble, friends, because we've got a problem of truth. Jesus is the truth. He's the light. He's the way. And it calls on us to think again about the way we approach truth. Truth isn't a kind of oppressive thing. You know, people think that truth is someone's truth being foisted upon them. Truth is that by which we see the world and know what is real and what isn't. And without a solid sense of truth, backed up with all that's needed, we're without anchor. We're kind of at the prey of any nonsense that comes along. And so I just encourage you, I think, this morning to read your Bibles, you know, just read a bit every day. And one thing that comes through is this has the ring of truth. And if you think about it, the description, the worldview that comes with being a Christian has got great intellectual truth to it. Some of the cleverest people I know are Christians. You don't have to be clever. That's the other thing. It is wonderfully simple. But the point is, it is the truth. And I think when we cling to the truth, when we realise there is the truth, that Jesus is the Son of God, that he came to save us, that the world in the end is going to end with only one victor, that love wins, then I think we can live our life more securely. Now, believing in the truth doesn't mean, of course, bashing people around the head with the Bible or other such things. It means gently spending time to get into people's lives so they trust us, so they see something, so they want to ask the question. One of the things I write about in my book about the Celts called The Divine Spark is whenever I've been to Edinburgh, to the Fringe, every time there's a man standing on a stepladder with various slogans from the Bible, and he's got a megaphone, and literally he shouts through the megaphone all day long, telling people how sinful and wicked they are. I mean, when I'm tempted to ask him to take the plank out of his own eye, but whenever I see it, I get really sad, because I think if I wasn't a Christian, that's the kind of thing that would confirm all my worst fears. So truth is precious, we hold it preciously, and we share it as a precious gift at the right time. Amen. So friends, let's pray. Father, we pray for our leaders in the church and in government this morning, and we also pray thanks for all of those amazing people who are keeping the world going. We're thankful for scientists for inventing these new vaccines. And we're thankful for the companies that have helped to make that happen and the governments who've invested in them. Father, we pray for all those who are grieving in our congregation and our friends. And we ask you to bring hope and light into their lives. Father, we pray for our parish. May we be the centre of all that is good here. May we be the centre of gentleness, grace, truth, love, hope. And Father, we pray for ourselves that you would keep us safe. Help us in our darker moments to know that our hope is in you. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. So friends, you might be in a room with someone, let's share the peace. If not, you could text them
When Jesus came, he brought us his peace. The peace of the Lord be always with you. Let us offer one another a sign of peace. For those of you who have tuned in to our Zoom service on Sunday, at that point we see if we can do the most extravagant wave possible. It's been absolutely wonderful. And I encourage you to do some extravagant waving if you possibly can. We join together in the Eucharistic prayer. The Lord be with you and also with you. Lift up your hearts. We lift them to the Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right to give thanks and praise. Father, you made the world and love your creation. You gave your Son, Jesus Christ, to be our Saviour. His dying and rising have set us free from sin and death. And so we gladly thank you with saints and angels praising you and saying, Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. We praise and bless you, loving Father, through Jesus Christ, our risen Lord. And as we obey his command, send your Holy Spirit, that broken bread and wine outpoured may be for us the body and blood of your dear Son. On the night before he died, he had supper with his friends and taking bread, he praised you. He broke the bread, gave it to them and said, Take, eat. This is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. When supper was ended, he took the cup of wine again. He praised you, gave it to them and said, Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. So, Father, we remember all that Jesus did. In him we plead with confidence, his sacrifice made once for all upon the cross. Bringing before you the bread of life and cup of salvation, we proclaim his death and resurrection until he comes in glory. Great is the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. And Christ will come again. Lord of all life, help us to work together for that day when your kingdom comes and justice and mercy will be seen in all the earth. Look with favour on your people. Gather us in your loving arms and bring us with all the saints to feast at your table in heaven. Through Christ and with Christ and in Christ, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honour and glory are yours, O loving Father, for ever and ever. Amen. And so we say together the words of the Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Let us not be led into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. We break this bread to share in the body of Christ. Though we are many, we are one body because we all share in one bread. And so, dear friends, we say the prayer after communion. Almighty God, we thank you for feeding us with the body and the blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him we offer you our souls and bodies to be a living sacrifice. Send us out in the power of your Spirit to live and work to your praise and glory. Amen. So friends, we go out into the world even if we are mainly stuck at home. And I wish you nothing but good things over the coming week. Thank you so much for attending this service. I hope that it's brought you both comfort and hope and strength, all things that we need very much at the moment. We speak a lot at this time about light and darkness, and we really do trust that we are really at the beginning of the end of all these awful times, when we can return back to something like normal again. But in the meantime, let's stay in touch. And so, May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord send his angels to protect you. May he be with you in your going out and your coming home. May he fill you full of love and light. May he walk beside you and that you know his presence in the darkness. In the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We always end each service with a call to action. And I always think the call to action at the end of the service is kind of often missed, because it's really profound, actually, when you really think about it. It's asking us to do something as a result of what's happened. And so, here it is. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord in the name of Christ. Amen. Friends, again, thank you so much for coming. We wish you very well. To our friends in St. Lawrence Cowley, bless you. And thank you for your extraordinary and faithful service over the years. I know that God notices. I know he knows. And you've been an inspiration, certainly, to me in my time with you. And thank you so much to my beautiful parish here, St. Cuthbert's, for all your extraordinary work in the service of our Lord. Thank you. So, go well. Have an extraordinary week. And the adventure with God continues. We do it together, friends, and when one of us falls, the other pick that person up so we can continue on the great road that lies ahead of us. Go well and stay safe. Amen.